5, 4, 3. That's the next one, isn't it? 2. Whoa. Hello and welcome to the Vegan Steven podcast. Vegan Steven is a fictional character. All characters, events in this show, even though based on real people, are entirely fictional. Do not listen to the show. Turn it off. Strictly over 21s. You have to be moved out and you have to have a mortgage if you want to listen to this podcast. This podcast is dedicated to someone I'm crushing on. That's right, Vegan Steven's in love, everybody. It's very. Shh. Ladies and gentlemen, please calm down. That's right, I'm crushing hard on a very, very. Oh, jeez, she's nice. Oh, jeez, this is what love feels like. Oh, she's a fiery woman. She likes getting arrested. Hobbies include getting arrested for speeding tickets. Other hobbies include having biographical films made about them. That is right. This episode is dedicated to the queen, the goddess, the feckin' They broke the mold when they made this woman. Are we building up the hype enough? Veronica Guerin. Ooh, what a woman. Veronica Guerin. I'm trying to get the internet to help me out. Veronica Guerin was a journalist, I believe, with the Irish Times, and she was. If you're like just to think, oh, Veronica Guerin, what'd she do? She helped expose the Irish drug cartel, heroin trade, while having her life threatened. And threats, all sorts of threats and so on. So she's a very, very special woman. Very special woman. Come on, internet, help me out. Come on, please. So she's what? Given old fucking. There's loads of people getting hooked on heroin from the age of like 12 and 14. And there was loads of fucking, I don't know, drugs coming in and all this stuff, and there's various gangs allegedly involved, the Hutches and some other lads and all sorts of things allegedly, and it's the whole kind of thing is like she was like, oh, I'm gonna expose you, and they were like, oh, if you say anything we're gonna do this and that to you, and loads of intimidation, and she got killed in the end. Sorry for ruining the story and all that. But she wouldn't take no for an answer. She was an absolute beast. And they were like, oh, we're gonna do awful things to your kid and stuff, and awful crack. But she kept strong. She wrote about fucking all the drug stuff going down. She helped bring in a law, which was that, I think it was like the Assets Bureau or something, that they can freeze the assets of suspected drug barons in Ireland. Because if you think of Capone, what's his first name? The American. Love smoking cigars. God dang it. They had to get him on tax evasion because they couldn't get him on anything else. So I guess she was, you know, very against dealing drugs to kids for £5, and you know that the fucking kids would be selling themselves on the street and all that, and just awful crack, awful stuff. So she's a bit of a hero. A bit of a hero. Gee, but Veronica Guerin, if I have to say one thing bad about her, her name is very hard to spell. I've spent fucking ages trying to figure out how to get some facts. There's a very good film about this whole thing going down. Let's see, 2003 biographical film. Let's see what we got. Investigation of the drug trade led to a murder in 1996 at the age of 37. Inspired by Guerin's life. G-U-E-R-I-N. What a name. When the Sky Falls was another film about her, but the names were a bit more changed. She's a crime reporter at the Sunday Independent. And she became aware how much Dublin's illegal drug trade was encouraged in coaching on the lives of the working class, especially children, and vows to expose the men. There's a lot of stuff that still goes on today, like using kids, because they don't like, the old guards don't like arresting juveniles, so they get them to transport the old drugs and stuff. Fucking hell, I saw it. It's like fucking 2 8-year-old boys or something. With a shopping bag, be walking down the street. Hey, yeah. Leave out. We'll move swiftly on. Interviewing pre-pubescent addicts who shoot up on the street or abandoned buildings and housing estates. Investigation leads to major suppliers John Traynor. A notable source of information in the criminal underworld. World. Correct. So yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Alright. She was an Irish crime reporter who was murdered by drug lords. Born in Dublin, she was an athlete in school. Alright. Played on basketball team, football team. After studying accountancy, she ran a public relations firm for 7 years. That sounds fierce boring. Before working for Fianna Fáil, controversial, and as an election for Sean Heaney. Became a reporter in the 90s, writing the Sunday Business Post, Sunday Tribune. Lovely. Lots of stuff. And did that feckin' weird murder where they a lad pulls up on a bike, smashes the window and shoots it. Fucking weird ass murder. Okay. Wonderful. So, we're going to... There's two other things I wanted to touch on today. And the first one is... have a little look at the old famous Irish women. Get some other powerful women in there. Right, who else we got? Rosie Hackett, grand. Daisy Bates. Larry Mary Heath. Jeepers, I don't know any of these ladies. Carmel Snow. Neil McGirt, I guess we'll say that for another episode. Jesus. Lady Extract. Right. That was a bit of a short one.
Jesus.
One of the ladies here looks like Elon Musk's twin. Alright. Here we go. Fearless women helped shape the old thing there. Okay. We're gonna move on.
Oh!
To the sound. Distractions all around. It's only you know what's best for your whole self. It's only feelings in the air. You know you can't stop. Do you know we're all connected through the ground? Vibration. Only with the feelings in the air. Do you know you can't stop me? You know you can't drop it. Feelings in the air. Do you know you can't stop me? Stop it. Be nice to yourself. Stop to beat yourself up. Stop to beat yourself up. Stop it. Be nice to your feelings in the air. Do you know you can't stop? Do you know you can't drop it? There's one scene in the film where she goes up to this big feckin' the big top honcho, and he's just assassinated feckin' he's already the hit and all the other rival gangs, and then he was a big crafty man. He both told the other gangs it was the other lad who wanted the hit and all this stuff, and then the IRA claimed feckin', and I'm throwing loads of details at you, but the film's very good. The old Veronica Guerin one, I must say it was brilliant. Thoroughly enjoyable from start to finish. And there's a little scene with Colin Farrell in it for no reason. Maybe I just wasn't watching enough. But anyway. So yeah, it's this scene. She's going up to this big lad. He's the top feckin' at the end of the video game, like the big boss. At the end of Tekken or something. You're bah, 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 bah. And there's this big mental boss and you have to give him an L kick. Alright, so she's there. Talking to the big crime lad, and she's like, where'd you get all your money from, and where'd you get your land? He just gets the fist out and starts laying into her, using the C word. and really laying into her, like, oh my word. And each time he hits her, he's going, C word. And, oh, fucking hell. That scene really took me by surprise. Because, Jesus. Mental. And they go into the whole prostitution thing in Ireland. And, seeing underage kids, like, out of it on heroin. It's fucking wild. Absolutely crazy, right? I think there's a conspiracy theory or two floating around, like, oh, it's fucking inside job or some fucking thing. I don't know. You know yourself. It's conspiracy theories about all the things. Heard something mental the other day. That Irish people aren't white. I was like, oh, fucking hell. Irish people aren't white. I'll be loving that, man. I'll be using that. Fucking next time someone's calling me a racist, I'll be like, yeah, not white. Apparently, rumour has it, that, oh jeez, that's fucking, it's wild, isn't it? Anyway, let's have a little look at this. It was something to do when the Irish went to America or something, and, very confusing. Very confusing. Okay. I'm getting there. Here we go. Okay. Modern period. This is called anti-Irish sentiment. In the early modern period following the advent of Protestantism, is that thing? In Great Britain, the Irish suffered both social and political oppression.
What?
For refusing to renounce Catholicism. Ah, here. This discrimination sometimes manifested itself in areas with large Puritarian populations, such as northern parts of Ireland. Oh, we're getting sad now. General belt of Scotland and parts of Canada. Thinly veiled nationalism under guise of religious conflict has occurred in both UK and Ireland. Right, come on, give me the juicy stuff. Irish sentiment was found in workers by... Anti-Irish sentiment was found served by the 18th century writers such as Voltaire, who depicted the Catholic Irish as savage. Savage at fucking making dinner. Savage at, where else called of backward and defended British rule in the country. Come on, give me some juicy stuff. Come on. Irish racism by Victoria Britain. Victorian Britain in the 19th century United States, including stereotyping the Irish as violent and alcoholic. But, ah, oh, jeez. I don't think Irish people are shy to being violent, like. I don't know. Maybe they're Irish. Some English illustrations depicted a prehistoric ape-like image. Irish faces and bolster eventually even illusionary racist claims that Irish people were an inferior race compared to Anglo-Saxons. Oh, jeepers, very cheeky. Similar to other immigrant populations, they were sometimes accused of cronyism, which is of course the practice of partiology in awarding jobs and advantages to friends and colleagues. Well, yeah, has to be done. Jobs for the boys, jobs for the boys. Subjected to misinterpretations of their religious and cultural backgrounds. Irish Catholics were practicing single-day attack by Protestants in Liverpool. Where's the juicy stuff? In Liverpool, England, many Irish immigrants settled following the Great Famine. Anti-Irish prejudice was widespread. The sheer numbers of people coming across the Irish seas and settling in the poorer districts of the city led to physical attacks. Whoa! And it became common practice for those with Irish accents or even Irish names to be barred from jobs, public houses, that's pubs, and even employment opportunities. In 1836, Benjamin Dreisel, Hate Our Order. The Irish hate our order, our civilization, our enterprising industry, our pure religion. Chancers. This wild, reckless, indolent, uncertain and superstitious race, we're a bit superstitious, aren't we? Have no sympathy with the English character. Well, 800 years, lad. their ideal of human faculty is an alteration on clamish broils and coarse ideology. Their history describes an unbroken circle of bigotry and blood. 19th century Protestant American naivist discrimination against Irish Catholics reached a peak in the mid-1850s when Nothing movement tried to oust Catholics from public office. Much of the oppression came from the Protestants, as in 1831 riots in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. During the 1930s, or we get now 1830s, we're still going way back, the US riots for control of job sites broke out in rural areas among rival labor teams to from different parts of Ireland, between Irish and local American work teams competing for construction jobs. Irish Catholics were isolated and marginalised by Protestant society. But the Irish gained control of the Catholic Church from the English, French and Germans. Intermarriage between Catholics and Protestants was strongly discouraged. There were Protestant ministers and... Right, we're getting into it. Come on. 2004, here we go. No Irish need apply. 1860, many Irish sang songs about the N-I-N-A signs, reading, "Help wanted, no Irish need apply." A variation was "Irish need not apply, I-N-N-A. What were the Irish up to, like? What were we doing? Were we nicking stuff on the sly, or... I don't know what we were up to. The 1862 songs "No Irish Need Apply" was inspired by the signs in London. Jeez, London as well. Later Irish and Americans adapted the lyrics and songs to reflect discrimination they felt in America. Historians have described the issue as an anti-Irish job discrimination in the United States. Some insist No, we usually need to apply signs were common, but others, such as Richard J. Gieson, argue that anti-Irish discrimination was not a significant factor in the United States, and these signs and printed advertisements were posted a limited number of English immigrants. What's all this stuff about not being right, though? I am haunted by the human chimpanzees I saw along that hunted miles of horrible country. To see white chimpanzees is dreadful. If they were black, one would not see it so much. But their skins, except were tanned by exposure, are as white as ours. Cambridge historian Charles Kingsley, a letter to his wife from Ireland, 1860. All right. Happy with that. That sorts that out. Okay. Garen's murder caused outrage. Taoiseach John Burton called it an attack on democracy. And the Oireachtas, the Irish Parliament, realised the political potential of using tax enforcement laws as a means to deterring the punishing of criminals. Within a week, her murder, it enacted the Proceeds of Crime Act of 1996 and the Criminal Justice Bureau of 1996. Also, take assets and stuff of lads who couldn't prove where they got it. This led to the formation of the Criminal Asset Bureau. There's a memorial over there in Ireland beside Dublin Lynn Gardens. Just a sculpture of her head there. Subscribe button. TikTok is there, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So absolutely everywhere. Podcasts available every single day in audio form, everywhere you get podcasts. And there is a full-length video of every single podcast on YouTube. If you would like to see my confused face while I try to read gigantic words on Wikipedia. Yeah. I pull some facial expressions. Alright. And we're ticking back to the camera. Boop, 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 boop. Looking into new merch at the moment. Dabbling between two suppliers. So we've got some mugs coming in and all sorts of cool shit. Very excited about that. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. day after writing an article on Jerry the Monk Hutch, she answered her doorbell to a man with a revolver in her hand. Gunman missed the shot and shot her in the leg. Regardless, she vowed to continue her investigations. Independent newspaper installed a security camera to protect her and guard the gave her 24-hour protection escort. However, she did not approve of this, saying that it habited her work. Hampered. Hampered her work. Because lads in crime didn't want to talk to her because they saw guards in the background. So they're like, I'm not telling you loads of bold things. In Trinity there, accountancy. Alright, grand. Charles Bond, Brian McKinney. Man, they even mention what fucking bullets the assassin used. That's fucking mental. With a Colt fighting revolver, 3.5 bullets are mental, aren't they? They all have different sizes. Fucking wild. Guns are wild. So she was coming out of the old court case. Yeah, big national hero and all that, so fair play to her. Alright, here we go. We're having a look at the Jazzy Journal. It's the journal today. People seem to love the journal. Keep asking people, where'd you get your news? And they're like, the journal's very good, and then Russia Today for getting the other thing. And they say, like, sometimes they check on CNN a good bit. It's like another perspective, but oh, yeah. So socially distant restaurants with no menus seems to be the new hip thing, lifting restrictions. Queues outside takeaway restaurants are pretty big right now. Dublin linked as one of the world's most expensive places. And a bit more on Black Lives Matter. Korean, bit of North Korea going on. Hose pipe ban kicks in from today. Here's what it means. Are you not allowed at hose pipes anymore? Ridiculous rules. Absolutely gas. Alright. A little bit of US news. And I think we're alright. I think we're doing well. Bit of other stuff to do with the old Boris Johnson. And okay, let's have a little look at we're not allowed hose pipes or something. Alright, let's find out. Using water drawn through a hose pipe for the following reasons are now banned. Watering a garden. What? You're not allowed to collect... I thought you weren't allowed to collect rainwater. I thought it was illegal. What the fuck is going on? I thought they brought in that ridiculous rule down in America where you're not allowed... It's illegal to collect rainwater. Now they're saying... Maybe that's just for drinking purposes? Man, some lad is going around making up the rules they go along. Alright, for the next 6 weeks, all people will be limited to how they can use. Grant. It's just for 6 weeks. Must be a drought or something. So is it illegal or just suggested? hosepipe ban that will remain in something. Yeah, water will hosepipe are now banned. So, oh jeez, you're going down. We're gonna give you the fucking electric chair if you're using the fucking hosepipe. Aldi have also declined to cancel all payments of upcoming special buys of this nature for a duration of 6 weeks. Aldi comes as this inflatable ring. Jeez, they're not selling fucking paddling pools in Aldi because of the... You're not allowed to use hose pipes. The fucking black market opening up for fucking paddling pools. Oh my god. Man, secondhand fucking... what are those things called? Paddling pools. The little kid one, like. They're like a foot deep at best. And for maybe a metre wide. Man, they're... You're going down for a long time. Oh, gaff. Alright. Anyway, what about the pandemic and all that? Okay, wonderful. Here's what some lads have to say. Jim O'Brien Tech says, fix the leaks, that's all. Alright. Owen McLovin says, sadly, never been enough money invested to do enough or something. And then he replies to himself and says, always a fucking cunt who replies their own message. Anyway, here we go. Not easily cheap. He just goes on about fucking giving out about the old government. And water mains commonly have 100 plus years old, have small tank leaks and all that good stuff. And then Adrian chimes in, ah, come on. All the rain and flooding during the early months of the year and now a hose pipe ban. It's a joke. Here, there has to be a way of retaining some water. Massive tanks, then filtering. It doesn't keep happening. The cost must be something. Yada yada yada. Owen McLovin chimed in again. No one asked for his opinion, but he's fucking back. Correct. Need to spread. And yeah, wonderful. All right, John Quill chimes in out of nowhere. How do they manage in Mediterranean countries? Owen McLovin, back fucking again. Most have meters, large single entities to manage water. You get what you pay for. And there's just loads of lads giving out about the old government and all that. Wonderful. Alright, any other little bits for you? Do we dare go on CNN? Be scary. They really hype shit up on CNN. It's something else. Bum bum bum. Irish water. Some chancers. Allegedly. And there was some story that the owner of Irish Water was fucking suing everyone. Is that character defamation or something? What I just did? I guess I didn't name. I don't fucking know. These laws are mental. These laws are wild. Okay, and police officers. I was watching. Jesus, there's just loads of people burning down. Buildings. You know, there's all these riots going on for Black Lives Matter. And in some cases, buildings are being burnt down. I think it was Kmart. I can't fucking remember. But, setting fires, alright? And there's this very interesting man called Gas No Breaks. All Gas No Breaks. And he's kind of a bit of a Borat character. And he goes on, he just kind of asks just a question and lets the person kind of talk themselves into a fucking hole. And, yeah, he was just like, why are you doing this? And they were like, yeah, didn't really have any good excuses. Now, I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter, I'm talking about things which I'm sure everyone could condemn, which is just setting fire to buildings and looting. Anyway, there you are. Just they're obviously very upset with, and they felt they wanted to take more action and stuff. And you know, when you're young, you don't have the old patience. So yeah, I don't know. Fair play to something. Can't think about completely correct to say, so just gonna hit the escape button. Alright. Wonderful, it's CNN time, live today. Alright, what's happening in CNN land?
World news.
Apparently there's a lot of fucking wars going on there or something. And meanwhile, world news. Let's have a little check in. See what's going on. The big, big bad world. A bit more about coronavirus. Japan's public border condemned over offensive Black Lives Matter anime. Okay. And there's also more Black Lives Matter protests. Cool, 7 hours ago at CNN. Oh yeah, sure, I'll read who each one was from. Sky News, George Floyd funeral to take place at unnamed place. There was a big article, yo boy, Kanye West gave $2 million to help out with the cause. To give to create a college fund for fucking his daughter and all that stuff. So, yeah. Nice sentiment and stuff. Global report, China hails coronavirus response. So just lovely stuff there about the old coronavirus. So yeah, there's, I don't know, there's coronavirus and Black Lives Matter. They're the big jobs. And alright, CNN, what's on the front page? They disbanded the police department. Here's what happened. Okay, gonna skip that one. Possibly J.K. Rowling and Daniel Radcliffe are having a row about gender stuff on Twitter. Who knows? Not really gonna click into it. And is there any little bit of juice for you? Mansplainer, PC wizard, Daniel Radcliffe lectures J.K. Rowling about who gets to be called a woman. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. So, tick in diarrhea online searches suggests COVID-19 may have been in China since August, Harvard study. Sorry, getting like constant updates on coronavirus, which is, yeah, there you are. And wonderful. Okay, that's it. All praise to Veronica Guerin, aspiring woman. And thanks to everyone for all the support. Have a great day. It's 1:12, 12 minutes past 1, and the day's date is Tuesday 9th. So, burn it. Take care of yourselves. You're worth it.